So let's take a quick look at that little induction we just did there. First of all, notice how I set the scene. I set the scene in doing a couple of things. First of all, I made sure I pre-selected all the right kind of environments to make sure that my description fitted. So because I wasn't sure what kind of seaside scene you would normally pick for yourself, I made sure it was a sandy beach rather than a pebble beach. I made sure it was a warm, sunny day rather than a cold, blustery day, or even going at a beach at nighttime. So I set that scene in advance, which already allowed your mind to select from all your memories of beaches and choose the one that would fit the experience I was going to describe. Now, I used a slight linguistic subtlety or a technique called the My Friend John technique. By talking about my friend called John and putting all the experiences in his shoes and just describing how he experienced things, it allows you to kind of rest back and just absorb the information without having to criticize and analyze it. After all, this wasn't your experience, it was some guy called John. But in order to understand it, you still have to actualize experience within yourself. Now notice again how I cycle through the various senses, vision, hearing, and feelings, and also allow that to roll one into the other. For example, seeing the waves, you could hear them, or seeing the seagull, you could hear it. You could also hear the waves and then look over to them. You could feel the temperature of the sand and look down and see how there are different layers. Notice how the senses overlap with each other and lead smoothly from one into the other. Notice also how I'm using all the lessons that you've already covered so far. So we're using some of the hypnotic principles. We're using a change in tonality, in pace, and in rhythm. I'm also extending my pauses, because every time you pause, it allows that person time to really actualize experience and go inside of it. Pauses are very important to allow people time to reflect and actually have the experience for themselves. Now I place this experience in a side of kind of a story, and we'll be covering storytelling in order to beat through or burst through resistance on CD 7 and 8. But the essence of it is something you can do straight away. In fact, you don't even need to tell a story. You can actually quite happily just offer the descriptions quite directly. And notice how people will change their state as you describe it. Now here are a couple of things you can do to improve the effect even more. First of all, you can use vivid metaphors in order to really bring an experience to life. For example, in the old classical world of hypnosis, when a hypnotist would do some of his suggestibility tests, they'd often use vivid metaphors like glue being poured over the hands or a vice coming and pressing the hands tighter and tighter together. Because it creates a vivid image inside the mind that the unconscious can attach to. So using these kind of vivid metaphors can allow it to happen inside of a story or any other framework as well. For example, if you want someone to relax, you can just tell them to relax, or you can tell them that it's just like their muscles are melting right through the floor. Notice how that little metaphor creates a much more powerful impact. You can say relax, or you can say loosen your muscles, let them melt right through the floor. And notice how that improves or enhances the experience. Another way to enhance the experience is to take each modality and break it down and polish each of the elements that makes it up. So when you see things, you can see colors, but if you see a vivid color, it becomes more intense. So you can see a blue ocean, or you can see the beautiful blue ocean. You can see the scene in front of you, or you can see that scene expanding wider in front of you. It's coming out to meet you. Now, as a rule of thumb, think of it in terms of cinema. When you go to the cinema, the larger the screen, the wider the screen, the closer the screen, the louder the sounds, the more intense the experience is going to be for you. So do the same thing with the people that you're describing things to. Make the scene more vivid by making the picture larger, wider, closer, making the sounds clearer, richer, the colors more vibrant. There's a big difference between seeing a picture on a small, tiny black and white screen and this vivid surround sound color panorama with surround sound stereo.